We're back now with what you might call an unconventional way that has helped some cancer patients feel better. Psychedelic medicine, you might say, in the form of magic mushrooms. And doctors say for some, they're working, well, magic. Let's get more from NBC's Kristen Dahlgren.
When you think magic mushrooms, chances are something like this comes to mind. But you may soon think of this, a medication. Two small but encouraging studies out today show the hallucinogenic ingredient in some mushrooms, called psilocybin, reduced anxiety and depression in 80% of cancer patients for more than 6 months after receiving just one dose.
So you've been through a lot, though, in your life.
Gail Cowan was in her fourth bout with breast cancer.
You know, I was really feeling sorry for myself and feeling very stressed.
After extensive psychological testing, she was given a pill and watched closely by doctors as she listened to music and went on a vivid mind trip.
It's beautiful. It's, you know, it's something you want to embrace.
Cowan took the drug 2 years ago and still...
Like every night when I get in bed, I find that I have this smile on my face.
It's that long-term effect that has doctors hoping for more studies conducted under tight DEA regulation and medical supervision.
People should not look at this research and data and extrapolate from that. They can go get mushrooms illicitly, try it, and think it's going to help them.
But researchers are now encouraged by the potential of psychedelics to treat things like alcoholism, smoking, and depression. Just this week, the FDA approved a large-scale trial using the illegal party drug ecstasy for PTSD. Once criminal compounds getting a second look and giving some, like Gail Cowan, a second chance.
I think it's wonderful.
Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News, New York.